Hi, Baba. Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm good. Well, sort of. I am so tired, baby. Like, I cannot wait for this day to be over, to be honest. Are you not tired?
Oh my God.
Well, thank God I was starting to feel, I don't know, not that good about myself. But I'm glad, sort of, that you're feeling the same way. Yeah, I'm really starting to question this whole 5 a.m. thing. Yeah, it's. Oh my God. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's been so nice to get up and not stress in the morning. You know, have time to do some cleaning and, you know, take care of the little fur balls and everything. That feels great, sitting down and like having a proper breakfast and everything. And I do feel like I'm a little bit more productive in the mornings, but then like after lunch, it all starts kind of just to go downhill from that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to go to bed like before 11, preferably. I just feel like I don't function very well if I don't get my like 8, even 9 hours of sleep. I know that's a lot, but I don't know. I just feel like some people need more sleep than others, and maybe I'm just one of those people, you know? Or I need more caffeine. You know, that's the other option. The caffeine status is currently way too many. Well, I had one before I left from work, one when I got to work, one at my first meeting at work, which was like, oh, when was that? Like 9? Like 9:30-ish. And then I had another one before lunch, two after lunch, and then two right now when I got home. Well, I'm working from home right now because I didn't finish. Yeah. I don't know, I just feel like some tasks, it's really nice to work from home where you can kind of focus and there aren't that many distractions, you know? And yeah, my boss is really cool about that. So that's nice. I am working on my boss asked me to make sort of like a manual for new employers and such. Yeah, kind of like think about this. If you need help with this or this or that, ask this person, and yeah, just like small things to think about. Yeah, well, I mean, I like to write, and I don't. Listen, it's not the worst task in the world. Yeah, it's kind of all right, you know. She is doing really well. I mean, I cannot believe that she started 2 weeks ago. She is picking up things so quickly, and yeah, I'm really, really proud of her. I'm proud of my student. I really do. I will say that's one of my favorite tasks at work, you know, training new people. Yeah. And I think it's kind of a compliment too to get asked to do that, to have that responsibility. I'm just blabbering. How's your day going? Oh, yeah? Just so and so? Did something happen? No, I'm listening. I promise you, I'm listening. I can do two things at once, you know? Perfectly capable. You said your day was a little bit so-and-so. Really? Is it the same person you mentioned last week? Well, that sucks. Yeah, I mean, it's not fun to work with someone that you feel like just really doesn't like you, and you don't really understand why they don't like you. And yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. You probably didn't do anything. You know, some people, whenever there is, I don't know, it can be someone younger, it can be someone older with more experience, just like any person steps into new territory and is going to work with someone that's been in the company for a very, very long time, I feel like there's always a little bit of hesitation from the veteran, and yeah. I don't know why, but it's... Some people are just really, really sensitive about it. They're like, this is my task, and why are you involved, and what do you know about this? And yeah, just don't let that get to you, okay? Oh, that is very, very true. You cannot like everyone. That is absolutely true. And I mean, you don't have to be friends with this person. Like, it's not like you need to hang out during the weekends and do stuff, but it's nice if you can, you know, at least get along and have, I don't know, just some level of respect, you know? Yeah. You feel like you should talk to her, maybe? I mean, if it really bothers you. No, maybe. I think it's sometimes easy to overanalyze things, too. You know, if you really care about what you do and you really care about what other people think of you, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it just means that you care, you know? You care and you value other people's opinions and you take great pride in your work. Just don't let their opinion of you become more important than your own opinion of you. Because you know you're awesome, right? You're so much more than awesome, but that was the first word that came to mind. You totally are! Oh my god, baby, you're creative, you're smart, you're so funny! And oh my god, you are just one of the most sweet, brilliant people I think I've ever met. Okay? Yeah, don't sell yourself short. You can totally do this. I know you can. Are you going to be... when are you coming home today? Okay. What do you want to do for dinner? I don't know if we have that. Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. I forgot because we didn't think we had any last time. So when we went to the grocery store, we bought an extra one and it turned out, yeah, we already have pasta. So yeah, we can definitely make that. No, that sounds super nice. And besides, lasagna is so good to have in your lunchbox the next day. Oh my god, it's like the perfect meal prep food. Love it. I know we should. Oh my god, I really don't feel like it. We can go for a walk or something. Maybe. Okay. You know, I really should go now, as much as I love talking to you. Why don't you call me on your way home? I love you, baby.